A committee of Princeton University trustees is considering whether to remove President Woodrow Wilson's name from one of its colleges and the School of Public and International Affairs. The move comes in response to a recent backlash against Wilson, who some view as racist for his policies and attitudes. Wilson was also president of Princeton University. WHYY's Joe Hernandez stopped by one of the committee's public meetings last week and offers this report.
Joanna Anyanwu is one of the students calling for the removal of Wilson's name. Anyanwu, who is black, has spent 5 years in the renowned Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs, 4 as an undergrad and 1 as a graduate student.
I have no other choice because that is my major, that is my concentration. So what we're saying is that this notion of prestige is far more important than the experiences of the students who currently inhabit those spaces and don't have a choice of leaving those spaces.
Also at the meeting, a lot of Princeton alumni. Harvey Rothberg, who graduated in 1949, says Wilson's name should stay, but the school should install a plaque detailing the former president's achievements as well as his shortcomings.
It's essential that all students, black, white, alumni, visitors, should be aware of who Wilson was and what he did and his accomplishments, mostly good and occasionally not so good.
Others questioned whether the debate over Wilson's name is a superficial issue that doesn't address actual race problems on campus. Senior Brandon Scott invoked Greek mythology in suggesting that Princeton used this opportunity to redefine itself as a more inclusive institution.
And so in that sense, when I think about this idea of renaming the Wilson School or renaming the college, it almost seems like, you know, chopping off one of the hydra's heads in a way, that chop it off and it'll grow right back. And so I do see it largely more as an opportunity to sort of reimagine what Princeton could be.
The committee hopes to issue its recommendations in the spring. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.